Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. Doug is out, but he will be back before we know it. Jen Horn is with us for the third day, well, fourth day in a row, if we are counting Friday and just skipping through the weekend.
I don't know how you people do this so early anymore. You know, I used to, like, just do this in my sleep, but man, oh, man. This early morning wake-up call, 2:55 is pretty rough.
Yes, yeah. Some people, like, aren't even thinking about going to bed at that time.
I know. That used to be my life. I used to be a night person, and so I would love to stay up. I would get my best work done. You know, I clean, I do all this stuff. Can't do that with morning radio. Can't.
No. No, not so much. Well, I guess we can start with a little bit of good news. Did you see that Ford is going to be keeping AM radios in
super
new vehicles?
Exciting. Yes, I know.
AM radio sticking around. Story. It's fantastic. So, yeah, the CEO, Jim Farley, he had posted to social media. Look at social media. Having all of these not like press releases, but all of the information, the first look, the first comments, all go into social media anymore. So he had said that, you know what, he is going to keep the 2024 new vehicles starting in 2024. We'll keep AM radio, and there are going to be a couple of the EVs that did not have AM broadcast capability. He is going to offer a software update so that AM will be back in those as well.
That's great news. And I think there was a lot of pressure, and it was bipartisan. There was a group of, I think, about 8 Democrats and Republicans that came together alongside, I'm sure, a lot of lobbyists from our industry as well, to talk about the benefits of AM radio, because, you know, it's not just about speech, because that's one of the things, right? There's a lot of conservative talk on AM radio and a lot of talk radio. You'd be hurting the radio business by taking out AM radio. But,
well, and it takes the safety away.
That's it.
Yeah, the public service of everything. Well, and here's kind of one of the interesting things when you look at it. Ford received a lot of backlash when they said that they were going to take AM radio out of Ford and Lincoln models.
Right.
Where Tesla has not offered AM radio in its EVs for years. And it was just one of those, like, oh, it's just Tesla.
Ever.
Yeah.
And
so people really didn't come hard for Tesla as they were for Ford.
I think because Tesla, I don't know if Tesla gets a pass just because it's like, you know, it seems almost different than the other cars. But when Ford, like a mainstream manufacturer, comes out and says, we're not doing AM radio, people panic. I've been worried about this even longer than Ford's announcement, because in California, because of the crazy green ideology, they want to push everybody into an electric vehicle by 2035. And to this point, most electric vehicles don't have AM radio capabilities, which has been troublesome. So the more we push in that direction, that's why I think it's important. Ford said, hey, we've got the software update. We can offer AM back into our EVs again. Because if you – one of the most vulnerable things, and I hate to start things off with a scare, but if we're talking about attacks on this country, our power grid is very vulnerable. And if you need to get information, it might only be your car radio that can give it to you.
No, exactly. Well, and even think about whenever there are times of crisis, and not just in your car, but you have one of those, I almost want to say old school radios now, with the batteries and the antenna, and say it's severe weather and you're hiding in your basement, and the signal for FM radio has even gone out. AM is still there. It is definitely a dire need to keep AM radio, and I believe that has come across finally, because it's looking like with Ford, I wonder if Tesla is going to change their horn about this.
That's
going
to be interesting, especially because of Elon Musk now, I think, paying more attention to this stuff. I'll be curious to see if they
attention.
Offer.
Well, and especially because with when you think about the whole reason that EV vehicles, that they're saying, and I'm going to use air quotes, but they're saying EV vehicles cannot have AM radio because it's not good quality for the AM radio because it doesn't play well with the battery.
Right, like somehow there's like an interference thing, right?
Speaking of Elon Musk, like he's trying to put men on Mars. Keep working on it. Keep figure out how to do the battery. We can definitely do that.
I think it's a hard sell. You're right. If you can get someone to outer space, and you could probably try to figure out how to fix the interference factor with the batteries, because it really is true that if there is an emergency, the AM band travels so much better. This is kind of a lifeline for a lot of people, especially in rural areas.
It is. It is. Speaking of Elon Musk, did you see that he is doing at 6 p.m. this evening on Twitter Spaces an interview with Ron DeSantis, and there's supposed to be a really big announcement.
Not just any interview.
The interview. He is, the Florida governor is slated to make his presidential bid.
Yeah, this will be interesting to see how this shakes up the race at all, because I think at the beginning, if DeSantis had jumped into this maybe in, I don't know, I'd say January, as is tradition for most candidates that are running, I think there would have maybe been more difference made because he was leading Trump in a lot of the polls. But now, with all of the charges and the cases and all of the stuff where it continues to look like they just want Trump out of the race, Trump has trailed in front of him now. I think the latest poll, 56% of Republican voters vote for Trump, 16% for DeSantis. So it'll be interesting. It's still early to see if anything shifts. But it does show you the power of Twitter and Elon Musk when this is how he is going to announce a run that has been anticipated for months.
Yes, yeah. It's like it's all going towards the social media realm. And speaking of, well, there was a bug in Twitter recently that was anybody who had deleted tweets, all of those tweets were becoming available again. It has since been fixed. But, yeah, and then Instagram is coming out, well, Meta, I should say. Meta has said that Instagram is going to create a text capability rival to Twitter.
Huh.
Like, can we just stay in our lane? Let Twitter be Twitter. Let Instagram stay Instagram. Let Facebook be Facebook.
Especially because we've already got, like, some alternatives, like True Social and other things. Like, do we need it?
Yeah, and there's what, Snapchat apparently still exists. Do you remember the MySpace days?
Oh my gosh, do I? I loved it. You could actually do your profile, remember the song, the colors. Oh, so good.
Yes, yeah, it could get a little volatile at times, though, when that came to the top eight, and you had to pick which friends were going to actually
be showcased.
Especially
your girlfriends. They're like, why am I not your number three?
Yes. Like, seriously, it was like a ranking system, even without it being a ranking system. Or you had the people who were like, well, I'm not in your top eight, so you're not going to be in my top eight. Like, who cares?
It was a thing, though. We cared an awful lot about whose face were in the top eight. But, yeah, I used to love MySpace. And I kind of, when Facebook came around, I was like, ugh, this is so boring. Nobody's ever going to use this. MySpace is so much more fun.
I know now MySpace is really only what, like for bands or anybody who doesn't want to go get a full website, they use their MySpace.
Yeah, I was wrong. Facebook totally won.
Oh, totally did. But also, Facebook was not for everyone when it first debuted. When it first came out, it was only for colleges or companies that were part of it, and you could only connect with people within your specific organization. So if you were at college, you'd get a Facebook page, but you could only reach out and connect with people who were at your college. It wasn't like this big worldwide thing where you could reach out to anybody.
And grandma wasn't on there. You weren't sharing photos. It was definitely college student related.
It was. And there was not fake news being sent around everywhere. Oh, did you see, what was it, the Pentagon photos? That the Pentagon was bombed or fire and all of this stuff, and here it was AI generated?
No.
That was going around social media. People were sharing it. Like, what's going on? What happened? When did this happen? AI generated.
Is this just happened?
I think within the last few days.
Oh, my gosh. This AI stuff is so creepy because it looks so authentic. It sounds so authentic. They're going to be buying into everything, especially now that people are relying on social media more and more for their news. Like we've been talking about, you've got big presidential candidates declaring on social media. You've got all of these statements that are coming out, and it's kind of weird that you can have all of this information being spun on social media, but then you can have these crazy fakes with artificial intelligence that are also leading people to panic.
Well, yes, yeah, and the way people share things, they see it, and it's like, oh my goodness, and a lot of times it comes from somebody they trust, like another family member or someone that they are following, and nobody is doing the research, or it's shared from a share from a share, you know what I mean? Like somebody shared it, and then someone else shared it, and nobody is actually looking. There's been quite a few times where I've seen something, and I'm like, oh my goodness, seriously? And I do, before I share things, I will go and I will search.
Sometimes I will search multiple times.
What'd you say?
You're one of the only ones. Most people will be like, oh my gosh, and share before they even check it out.
Well, but that's the thing. It's like you almost have to just to make sure what's going on, because you don't want to be a proponent, especially in what we do.
Yeah.
It's like we don't want to be sharing. Could you imagine all of a sudden you go to Facebook and it's a Good Day Radio show and it's
the
like.
The Pentagon's under attack.
Yes, yes. The AI photo, and it's been bombed, and oh my goodness, what's going on? Well, live coverage, we'll keep you updated. And it's just AI generated, nothing more.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You have to have a little higher level of what you're going to post, what you're going to repost. Unfortunately, not everybody carries that same standard. There have been so many things that catch people. All the fake stuff.
Oh. Yeah, especially celebrity deaths, the celebrity death hoax and stuff. Because some of those are real, and somebody significant died, and or not significant, but notable, I mean. Somebody died, and it did happen. And people, and even in their own family, are just finding out about it through social media. Or there was somebody, what was it, with Tom Petty? There were reports that he had died when he was technically still alive, but he was in the hospital and pretty much close to death.
Mm-hmm.
But rumors of his death had already happened. And did that happen with Prince? No, that didn't happen with Prince.
Happened with several celebrities, though, where they're like, he's dead, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive,
and then
he's
nobody
dead.
Knows, and then taking up all the oxygen out of the room.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's other people, like Jimmy Fallon. I feel like Jimmy Fallon is always having death tweets or on social media.
Is that true? Why did they target him, I wonder?
I have no idea. And Paul McCartney sometimes, too. I've seen a lot with Paul McCartney.
You'll hear loud tears coming from Los Angeles if anything ever were to happen to Paul McCartney because of my grandmother.
Say that again?
I said you'll hear tears from Los Angeles if ever anything happens to Paul McCartney because she's in love.
Oh, that would be devastating. It is 18 after the hour. And before we go, Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Doug Steffens Good Day Radio Program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. And it seems like we still really don't know what's going on with Jamie Foxx to a degree.
No. What
There's just a lot of speculation.
I saw, well, okay, so there was the big headline that something was wrong and that some people were speculating he had had a stroke. And they were speculating for various reasons, including he'd been doing like a lot of crazy training to play Mike Tyson in a movie that he was working on. And then I saw a headline 2 weeks ago, and I remember it clear as day. Is Jamie Foxx close to death or playing pickleball? And, like, what a weird headline is that?
Yes.
I guess his family has come out and said, oh, no, he's fine. He's recovering. He's playing pickleball now. What?
Yeah. He was in the hospital, and yet people were like, his sources of friends were like, he needs prayers, all of this stuff.
Very serious.
And then it came out again that he was in a rehabilitation facility that handles brain injury and stroke and all of that stuff, but that they do have different things there and that he had been there for the last 2 weeks. Jamie Foxx is a private person when it comes to his personal life, no doubt. And clearly he has.
I appreciate that.
Yes, and he has surrounded himself with wonderful people who are respecting his privacy. And if he wants to come out and say something about anything, he will. But yeah, just all the secrecy around it. What, somebody who had an issue who is not being very secretive, Jay Leno, will get a health update from him coming up.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2
2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Farm.
Can you believe it has been how many months since Jay Leno's car fire incident back in November?
No, come on. It feels like just like 4 days ago.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a motorcycle accident in January. He has had, kind of a tough go, but he has given his health update. He's been pretty good about keeping abreast of everybody of what's been going on, where he sustained the third-degree burns and the explosion in his garage. I don't mean to laugh, but that's like, that was just so crazy. And then breaking multiple bones in the bike crash. And he says that physically at this point, he is okay. He has his energy. He's recovering quite well. Hmm. To the point that he's not even doing physical therapy right now.
He is, he really is. Have you ever met Jay Leno?
I have not, no.
I've had the opportunity to meet him. My dad knows him lightly. You know, I can't say they're like buds, but, I think he's a really good guy. And I feel like he's a simple guy. He's like a normal guy. Like, I mean, I know he's a normal guy with like 5 million cars, but he likes to tinker in his garage and mess with his cars. And that to me is like normal guy behavior. And I, even though he's got a lot, I feel like he's one of the good ones. And I'm so sorry to see him suffer like this. But look, you survived two things like that he survived. And you should go buy yourself a lottery ticket.
Oh, absolutely. And I always love kind of, he has this down-to-earth seeming of, hey, any kind of celebrity, you have to acknowledge you are luckier than most people, so stop complaining about things. And that's why he hasn't complained too much about these incidents. Good for him. It's 28 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, I've talked about this before, but I was just at a major pet store the other day looking at toys for dogs and cats, and it really kind of freaked me out a little bit. As I was looking at them, I was noticing how many of these toys were made in very, very foreign countries. Would I give them to my pet? Chances are I wouldn't. I tend to buy stuff that's made in a country like England or even in South America or even, of course, in the United States. It's real important to check toys out carefully. I don't know what type of paint they may be using, what's inside of them. If the toy looks in any way, shape, or form like it may be dangerous, like if the dog chews it, it'll fall apart, or the little squeaker inside is going to pop out, or the dog can swallow the toy whole, just don't buy it. And a lot of people like their cats to play with strings, but cats can often get stuck with the strings in their throat. So be real careful. Look at the toys, pick them up, touch them, feel them, smell them. If it doesn't look right, move on. Maybe you should make some toys of your own for your pets. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Negotiations to raise the debt ceiling continue between the White House and House Republicans.
President and Speaker McCarthy had a productive meeting about the need to prevent a default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says all sides agree that default is not an option and a bipartisan compromise is needed. Former President Trump's New York criminal case will head to trial next March. It will begin less than 3 weeks after the first Republican presidential primaries. Trump appeared virtually virtually in court today to hear terms of a protective order that bans him from speaking about evidence publicly. The Ford Motor Company says they will continue to install AM radios in their new vehicles. Jim Farley, Ford's CEO, is reversing course, saying the company now recognizes the importance of AM broadcast radio as part of the emergency alert system. AM will be included on all 2024 models. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Jen Horn is with us.
And
Doug,
I've got my Good News pants on, so I'm ready.
You have your Good News pants? What color are they?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what those are, but that's what I've got on.
I don't know why, but I'm imagining like light blue with those smiley faces from the early 90s all over.
Those are my Good News pants, and they are on and ready.
And ready. All right, so there is a climber who has made history climbing Mount Everest, summit Mount Everest, first double above-the-knee amputee ever. Wow.
Wow.
To summit Mount Everest.
How in the world? Okay, so how did he do it? Do we know?
I'm forgetting the word. What the things that go on your legs.
Prosthetic. Prosthetic.
And but those special ones that a lot of people will use for like running or ones like those. So has those. He's a former soldier. Now lives in the UK and began climbing the mountain in the middle of April.
Wow.
Like, my goodness. A lot of people, just to go to base camp, people train for years
just to get that high.
Do the base camp. Yes. And at one point, he had to wait 18 days for the weather to clear before he could finally start getting back to it. There were crews and Sherpas. And he, while serving in Afghanistan, lost his legs from an impromptu explosive device.
Wow. I love these stories because you probably, in a moment like that, think, I can never do anything again. All of these limitations, obviously the limitations are only in our mind and not in our physicality, and that's amazing. Good for him. I'm so curious about people who do that, and maybe you don't know, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but like, if the weather delays you for 18 days or however long, do the Sherpas go back and forth and like bring you new like water and supplies, or do you just have to suffer?
I think, aren't there certain points? And
is there like an AMP
like cabins kind of situation? I thought that until you start getting like way up there, but I thought that there were some kind of stopping points where you can get warmth or something, or like there's medical supplies, or maybe the last stop is base camp. Maybe all of those things I'm thinking of only lead up to the base camp.
Because I've heard so many people that actually get sick or they have stuff that happens, whether it's, you know, they get, you know, they have issues going to the bathroom or, you know, those kinds of things can actually ruin people's hike, and that you have to get your body in the right shape to mentally and physically be able to overcome the climate, the conditions, the fact that you may not have the best water or food options. So, good for him.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people, they learn certain breathing techniques or they straight up, or they take oxygen with them.
Yeah, because
they
need
some.
Right.
Yeah, and what always gets me is anybody who actually makes it to the top, who summits Everest, then you have to wait in line to get that photo op.
What?
Because of all the other people that are up there.
How many people... You would think it sounds like such a rare thing. How many people are up there?
Or that, like, the top of the mountain would be a little bit bigger or something. But, yeah, there have been photos of people that are seen waiting in line. I can't remember the time of year where it is the busiest. But there are times where people are waiting in line. And it's almost like this balance beam ledge where you just kind of stand there while you wait. Yes, it is astounding. But, yeah, can you imagine going through all of that and then you make it all the way to the top and then you have to stand there for an hour?
I got to go home. I got to have a grilled cheese sandwich. Could somebody please hurry this guy up with the selfies up there?
Mm-hmm.
I guess once you made it that far, you definitely can't leave without the picture. So maybe you're okay waiting in line.
Oh, that makes sense, too. You're like, okay, I'm good.
You're like,
I'm
okay,
here.
I did it. Let's go.
Is there any kind of feat that you didn't think you could do that you have done or anything that you want to
do?
No, I like
tried
a bucket
always
list activity?
To stay within my comfort zone every time.
Yes. Feet firmly planted on the ground.
I do not want to jump out of a plane. I run when chased. You know, these are the sort of things. Not really. I mean, I guess I've done like little, I don't know. What about you? Give me something. Give me an example.
I mean, not now. I used to want to jump out of a plane. I thought I would love to go skydiving. And I've always been afraid of flying. So just even the idea of me wanting to jump out of a plane when I don't even like to fly was always kind of odd. But I don't know. I just, as the older I get, I am like, I go into an elevator. You know some of those buildings that has the elevator, the all-glass elevator on the outside of the building that goes up? And I'm like, no, I'll take the stairs.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't know what happened. What is that as you get older that sometimes it's just all of these fears that you did not have suddenly develop?
Oh, I always
like
had that.
You're aware
of
your mortality?
I'm very fearful now, but I am less fearful than I was as a child. I was a little scaredy cat. I didn't even like roller coasters. I mean, I've just always been a like total scaredy.
No but roller coasters say, like, at all?
What was that? No roller coasters.
No roller coasters?
I was not a fan, no. And now I get motion sick. So, you know, it's got to be a smooth ride if I go on anything and forget the flips and dips and stuff. No. But as boring as that sounds, I think, like, for me, I guess accomplishments, things that I've overcome, I was super duper shy, and everybody goes, no, not you. I was super, super shy as a kid, like brutally shy as a kid. And I would force myself to like run for student council and like, I don't know why. I was a good reader, but I was really shy. And so the teachers would always make me read, either whether we had to do readings at church or, you know, readings in front of groups of people. And so that used to not scare me very much when I was a kid, even though I was super shy. But there was one day in junior high, like in seventh grade, where somebody lost my speech and I had to go run and get it. And I came back to the microphone and I could hear myself breathing into the microphone. I can't believe I'm reliving this because it's like torturous to me.
Aww.
And when I sat down, somebody said, are you okay? I thought you were crying. And I was just running because I had to run and go get something and come back and read. And from that moment on, I hated public speaking. And so the fact that I live on a microphone every single day is like, it was my Mount Everest. I would have never thought in a million years that I was going to talk to the public or host events or do any of that stuff. Like, from that moment on, I was like, I'll be a therapist or, you know.
Yeah.
I was out of the public life.
Well, yeah, so, and now you do things like you're on TV and you
are awesome.
So
that's sort of my own mini Mount Everest, is that I forced myself out of that shyness and forced myself away from a place that was really comfortable for me.
Oh, that is awesome. That is big. That is an Everest.
So, you know, not the coolest Mount Everest with the selfie, but, you know, my own personal life.
I was going to say, though, I think a lot of people, myself included, think that that is very cool.
No, oh, thank you.
Very cool.
Not jumping out of a plane cool, but, you know. Not motorcycle cool. Haven't ridden one of those either.
That was another thing I used to want to do. I really wanted a motorcycle. I kind of still do. I'm not going to lie.
Never
lets me have any fun. I have never have. No. But it just seems like it would be so nice when you need to get from point A to point B and it's not too far away.
And but, you know, it's always like,
don't have to worry about parking because you're in a smaller vehicle.
But you look at these guys and they get really comfortable on their motorcycle and they always zig and zag out of traffic and I respect the people on the bike. I think it looks really cool, but at some point I feel like everybody who has
the rules
bike
of the
knows
road.
They're going to have an accident and it's scary.
Well, so I am one of those firm believers of people in vehicles and in the cars, watch out for the bikers. Watch out for them because if you get into a crash and it's not a significant crash, just maybe a fender bender, you're still going to be okay. A motorcycle gets into a fender bender, they are flying off the hog. It can be very bad. So always watch out for them, and especially because they could easily be in your blind spot when you're changing lanes. Now, that's given that everybody is following the rules of the road, which typically does not always happen.
Nope.
Let's be real. But, yeah, the motorcyclists who are zigging and zagging and riding along the dotted lines just to get in between two cars and stuff, it's like, okay, that's just dangerous. And then you see people that aren't wearing their helmets.
I don't know. That freaks me out, too. And people will do – because I live on a – stretch of road that goes towards the canyon. And so a lot of times these motorcyclists will go out on the weekends and there'll be large numbers of them. And there'll always be like that one person that doesn't have the helmet on. I'm like, what are you thinking? I don't know. Maybe that's a question for social media. If you do have what is your Mount Everest? Number one is a great one. But number two, like, what gets in people's minds when they aren't safely operating through life? I guess it's the thrill, right? The thrill of making it through. I don't know.
I think that there's a word for this, a psychological word, and I cannot think of it right now. But it is something along the lines of, it won't happen to me.
You think that no matter what you're doing,
like these situations, they might happen to other people, but it won't happen to me. I can go and do this and I will end up okay because it won't happen to me. And I forget that word, but there's that certain mentality.
It's called arrogance.
Wishful thinking, cautiously optimistic. Okay, so this is like, not speaking of arrogance, but the presidential election.
Speaking of arrogance, that's an appropriate segue, because they all have to have an ego to run for president.
You really do to a degree.
Yeah.
All All right, so there are quite a few candidates already, I feel like. We're hearing more so from the Democratic and Republican parties. We never, unfortunately, really ever hear from any of the other parties, any of the third parties.
No, not often.
DeSantis, possibly, more likely than not, going to be announcing his bid with Elon Musk in Twitter Spaces. 6
Do you want to recap who's in?
Well, Tim Scott just joined.
Yeah, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, who everybody seems to like, including Donald Trump, who wrote, "Welcome to the race, Tim. You're really, you know, you'll class it up way more than that. Ron DeSanctimonious." Tim Scott is a completely likable guy, so respectable. I don't think he's got a chance to be a serious competitor this time around, but he is great. I always say, if you get into the race, come with your ideas so that you can use this as a platform. And he has. And he has an optimistic view of the country that I think a lot of people are going to say, oh, we miss that. And I think it's got to be a progression. You know, we have to get to a point where people feel like they're being treated fairly. And then we can start growing in the direction that all of us would like to see the country. I think Tim Scott has a huge future ahead of him.
See, I kind of feel like he could sneak in a little bit. Because it seems like as far as the Republican Party goes, and you can totally correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like it's more going to be about Trump and DeSantis.
Always.
Going at each other. And they could potentially take each other out. In a way where it becomes so divisive that Tim Scott sneaks his way in.
I mean, everybody, you have to be in the race to have a chance. And, you know, there's the concern that DeSantis and Trump could shred away votes from each other. There's the chance that something legally happens to Trump. I mean, anything could happen. You could walk outside and get smashed by something, you know. So you have to be in the race to make a difference. I do think that Tim Scott may at this point be looked at as a vice presidential contender for either one of the main candidates, but we'll see. And it's still early. We're hearing like Glenn Youngkin's going to jump into the race. Mike Pence is expected to get in this week. Chris Christie is expected to get in soon. So the field's going to get even bigger, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Okay, well, it's 48 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angi is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angi.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's 53 after the hour. Food, farm, family time. You can always find more information at foodfarmfamily.com. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out. Before we get into the recalls, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. In recall news, Van Leeuwen has issued a voluntary recall on undeclared walnuts in its brown sugar chunk ice cream pints. This is about 5,000 frozen 14-ounce pints that they are recalling. Again, this is the Van Leeuwen brown sugar chunk because it contains an undeclared allergen, walnuts. And people who have the allergy or sensitivity to walnuts do run the risk. So if you have this ice cream, if you are allergic to walnuts, definitely take it back. Get your money back. The recall was voluntarily initiated after a customer complaint led to the discovery that the ice cream had the presence of walnuts. The cause of the product labeling error is being investigated, and consumers who have purchased this, go ahead. Again, go take it back. Get your money back. Get a full refund. Another recall due to an undeclared ingredient, undeclared milk in Frederick's dark chocolate almonds and Meyer Express Go Cup dark chocolate. This is Meyer that is issuing the allergy alert. People who have an allergy or even a severe sensitivity to milk do run the risk of serious or life-threatening allergic reactions. Or, you know what, if you don't have the allergy but you have more of a sensitivity, an upset stomach sometimes just really isn't worth it. So go ahead, take this back. Again, it's Meyer that is issuing the allergy alert for undeclared milk and Frederick's dark chocolate almonds and Meyer Express Go Cup dark chocolate. The recall includes stand-up pouches carried at Meijer stores and the to-go cups carried at Meijer Express locations. This is affecting Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Kentucky, and Wisconsin. Take it back. Get your money back. If you've ever been affected by a recall, will you let us know? You can reach out on Good Day Radio Show, Facebook, Instagram. We are Good Day On Air on Twitter. You can always find out more information on any recalls that are happening, recalls you may have missed, on foodfarmfamily.com. But yeah, we are definitely interested in hearing your story. If you've ever been part of a recall, was there some kind of lawsuit? I don't know. We want to hear it. You can also give us a call because we would love to hear your voice. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. On the farm side of food, farm, and family news, do you recall the Ohio farmer who was behind that viral It's Honest Work meme? David Brandt was a proponent for no-till farming. He traveled around the country talking about sustainable agricultural techniques and soil health, and he became well-known for comments he made in 2012 at a Natural Resources Convention service it was being held on his farm. And while discussing his occupation, he said something along the lines of, "It ain't much, but it's honest work." And the statement became a symbol of traditional values and work ethic in general, especially on the farm. And then it was turned into a meme a few years later. And David Brandt, he had no idea what memes were. He didn't even know he was a meme until he went into a bank and the teller was like, "Oh, hey, I recognize you," and showed him the meme. He has been used when people are really relaying anything along those lines of it's honest work. He became an icon without even realizing it when somebody turned him into a meme. Well, the sad news is that he has passed. He was a prominent Ohio farmer, and he unfortunately died in a vehicle collision in Illinois. He had an incredible life, a Marine Corps veteran who served in Vietnam. He and his wife began no-till farming in 1971 as a way to cut costs, and he eventually became a notable proponent of it, the no-till techniques, where crops are grown without disturbing the soil through tillage, which greatly reduces soil erosion and creates many environmental benefits, climate benefits. Brandt also touted cover crops and other sustainable farming practices. He was kind of a pioneer in the whole situation. He was 76 at the time of his death. Unfortunately, he was in the crash late last week, died from his injuries over the weekend. In other news, farmers in Kansas, the biggest U.S. producer of wheat used to make bread, are abandoning their crops after severe drought and damaging cold-ravaged farms. So a lot of the wheat fields are just sitting there because the crops have been so damaged that it's not worth the finances to just keep going at it. So they've straight up been abandoned. Get more information for Food, Farm, and Family on foodfarmfamily.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.